Welcome to the late awakening.
Yay, finally back.
Yeah. We have a lot to cover today, so let's start out with what you just exposed me to.
Well, no, I was just looking on Twitter and I see that they canceled. Well, Bob's Burgers has apparently banned Jay Johnstone, the voice of Jimmy Pesto Sr., from the show after allegedly participating in the Capitol, and they phrase it, riot, back in January. Not rally, riot, but apparently he's been banned from the his voice has been banned from the show. Supposedly he was seen at the rally, but, you know, and it kind of hit me like, wait a minute, isn't this the show where they had an episode of, like, was called Human Flesh, about apparently he was serving like food made out of dead people from the crematorial next door? Is it the crematorial?
Could you say that? Crematorium.
There we go. Let's start over.
No! That's what everybody loves about you, Johnny. You say everything wrong.
It's funny. My brain, it works like I know the word. Like, it's there. You know what I mean? It's up in the head, but it's just, it's not the right word entirely.
But you know it's not the right word.
Crematorial? What's
crematorium.
That?
Crematorium.
No, I know, but why did I say crematorium? No, I didn't say crematorium. I said cream.
Oh, my God.
I thought you said you were okay, Tommy. I'm not okay, Spider. I'm not okay. But, you know. Oh, Lord. Anyway, yeah, but it just blows my mind. It's like the left, they're fine with eating flesh, cannibalism, but God forbid you go to a rally, you know, you're canceled. I mean, it's just fucking ridiculous.
I can't understand how everybody is okay with cartoons about cannibalism.
Well, I don't know if it's the whole, it's not like, it was just one of the episodes. I was wondering if it was just, basically that was the plot of the show was they serve dead people, but apparently the episode where the son was outside handing out samples and
this would taste better if we put some dead babies in it.
Excuse me. Yeah, I guess. I mean, there's dead babies and everything, but supposedly some food. What do they call those people?
Cadavers?
No, inspector. You know, he supposedly took a sample and I don't know. I didn't see the show. I never watched it, but basically, he accused Bob's Burgers of serving, dead people in their food. Hamburgers.
There's another show about that too. It's Drew Barrymore is in it.
Really?
What's this? Something diet. The I don't know. Someplace in California. Yeah. But that's what they're doing. They're trying to normalize cannibalism. Doesn't anybody wonder why? This is what the elites do. This is their big parties. Telling you.
I mean, I'm not into flesh. I mean, I'm not into like cannibalism, but I mean, I kind of might have a piece of skin hanging on my fingers. You never bitten, swallowed it? No, you spit it out? I don't know.
Oh, you're eating yourself now?
Jesus. We all do. You don't pick your scabs and eat them? No, I don't. You don't? I don't either. I was only kidding. I'm just kidding. No, that's nasty. Are you kidding me?
Toenails?
Remember that video of the woman they caught on the train? Peeling the skin off the bottom of her feet and eating them.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
No, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
Please don't send me that.
No, I don't know where that is. But
okay, so this guy got fired because somebody saw him at the rally?
Yeah, he's off the show.
That's what
just
it's coming
down to? Just for being at the rally.
Jeez Christ.
You
know? Oh, man. This country is
you can't even.
Up.
I mean, it's like first of all, you know, we talked about this many a times. There were hundreds of thousands at the Capitol, and there's many videos going around, plenty of videos, but you know, you don't get to see them because they usually take them off. You know, many people there were standing in unity, and you know, thousands, the majority, 99% of the people at the Capitol didn't go into Capitol. There were a few agitators, and probably, and I'm sure Trump supporters went in there. The majority of them were just like, you know, the majority were just like, hey, this is cool, let's go in. You know, they were taking pictures. And then, of course, like every other fucking crowd, you're going to have a couple of assholes. And not to mention the instigators that were brought there to create this whole mess, you know.
It was Antifa.
Yeah, it was all Antifa. I mean, there's videos of people changing out of, they're changing into Trump, you know, Antifa changing into the MAGA hats and red and then going in. So, and causing issues and trouble. This way they could have their news people check, you know, videotape them, Trump instigators.
I watched the whole thing being live streamed, and I literally saw them opening the doors and letting them in.
Yep.
And the back window that was broken, that was totally set up. I mean, the Capitol building is one of the most secure buildings in the entire nation. Of course they're going to protect themselves on a regular basis. Look,
number one, if they didn't want anybody getting into the Capitol, believe me, nobody was getting into that Capitol. You know what I mean?
Nancy Pelosi was in charge of the police that day, and she told them all to stand down. And now she's trying to nab everybody that she can. Listen, who just was there.
It was all a plan. It was all planned out, you know. And you know, even with Trump, when he said to peacefully walk down there, and I mean, they actually edited his speech, you know, to make it sound like he kind of pushed it, which he didn't. And like I said, and then look at all the videos of that one. If they can't find the guy, the instigator, the elderly guy with the hat, he was kind of orchestrating the whole thing, and he was kind of riling everybody up, and everybody around, all the Trump supporters, like, you're FBI,
they knew.
He was never arrested, but meanwhile, you know, the 80-year-old lady went in there and took a picture next to, you know, Pelosi's fucking teeth on the desk is like, she's like on death row now.
I know. That's crazy.
That's just an exaggeration. Not the teeth on the desk, the lady on death row. But yeah, I mean, whatever they, you know, the left wins all the time in you know, with this bullshit. I don't know how.
Well, I just saw it came out that Adam Schiff doctored the memos that were going between Jordan and Mark Meadows. He's literally forging things, and they let it go. How is this happening? I don't understand how that guy is still in there after everything that he lied about anyway. But come on. I mean,
he's a creepy motherfucker.
He's such a scumbag.
Yeah, something went on with him down with the children.
What bothers me the most is that moderate Democrats and, you know, people who've been Democrats their whole lives because they were convinced long ago that that's the party of the people who care about people and all that garbage. They've got to see through this. I mean, most of those people, we used to be them. You know, they have a sense of wrong and right. And now it's just like they're oblivious to it just because it's their side that's winning. I don't know. It's like Republicans need to stand up more. But it's like every time we do it,
well,
they destroy it.
The Republican Party, you know, the majority of the Republican Party are all fucking in on the shit too. There's just a sprinkle of Republicans that, you know, call this out, you know, of course, like Jim Jordan, mm-hmm. you know, and a couple of others. But the majority wanted, you know, they all acted like they loved Trump because it was good for their careers and, you know, political careers. But they all were working on getting him out of there. You know, if they weren't, they would have stood behind the fucking stolen election thing and fought for it. That
McConnell?
Mitch
McConnell?
The fucking turtle. Hey, the piece of shit.
Oh, know? Yeah. Everybody always knew that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, and, you know, call me crazy or what, but I really believe that Donald Trump had this all planned out, knew how everything was going to go, and is, you know, writing the story because Republicans, you know, the people of the party, not the politicians, need to be woken up, shaken by the shoulders and said, look at these assholes. They're screwing you too. It's not just,
you know what,
Dems against Republicans. It's a corroded system full of people who only get into politics to line their own pockets. And they play each other, you know, they play their little games, but really it's two wings of the same bird.
Yeah. Well, it's been like that for a very long time. I mean, you know, you remember when Bush was in office and all the, you know, it was kind of like how they, you know, on air and everywhere were kind of against Bush and the fighting back and forth and the country dividing. But the fucking Obama's and them and Hillary, they're all fucking buddy-buddy with Bush. They all, and they always have been. They're all, you know, they're all fucking in cahoots.
Yeah, I see, know? Michelle Obama holding hands with George Bush.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
And then you got Cheney, you got Liz Cheney, you know, went against Trump and stuff like that. I mean, give me a break. It's so obvious.
Well, that's why I know sometimes you doubt Trump and everything, but the fact that they both sides hate him, you know, that says everything to me.
No, I get upset with Trump sometimes, what he says and doesn't say.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes he just says things that are like, why the fuck did you say that? And then there's times I wish he would speak up and say something in particular. You know, that's why I like, you know, DeSantis.
Yeah.
He's like Trump, but he says it. And, mm-hmm. he, you know, I don't know, but
he's very eloquent.
No, too. Believe me when I tell you, I love Trump. But for now, I love Trump. I mean, if it ever came out, I would be devastated. But, you know, that he was all part of this. But yeah, that's just how I am because, you know, I'm always set up for fucking, like, you know, to be let down since fucking Bernie Sanders, you know?
Remember Bernie?
How much
hard.
How much we fucking pushed for Bernie and
I know,
we
I love
delusional.
Them.
But anyway, you live and learn. But you know, Joanne, you know, speaking of like Bob's Burgers and human flesh and cannibalism, what's this? How about this whole thing with McDonald's promoting COVID-19?
Oh, these
advertising,
psychos.
You know, with the fucking with the hypodermic needles on their
on the French fry containers
and stuff, which is blows my mind because honestly, it's like, you know, you're promoting a vaccine with a business that creates diabetes, you know? Like,
it's like, would you like some poison with your side
of
poison?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, listen, it just blows me away. It's like,
I don't know. Anybody who's still eating at McDonald's really doesn't give a fuck about their health anyway.
Once in a while, I'll eat it like a quarter pound. I like it every once in a while, here and there. You know, I probably had it once, twice in the last 3 years and stuff, but you know, yeah, if you that shit's garbage, you know, it's really garbage. I mean, and
hey, there was a rumor going around a couple of years ago that McDonald's was serving human flesh.
Yeah, I remember horse meat, wasn't it? And horse meat too.
Horse meat too, but they said that they found human genetic material in the meat.
Maybe somebody you know, at the plant, kind of like lost a finger.
I don't know. There was a rabbi that came out that was claiming that aborted babies were part of the recipe.
But you know, with I just don't get it. I don't get how this vaccine is being pushed by so many. It's advertising. I've never seen usually, you know, if you think pandemic, you don't really have to advertise it. You know, a pandemic itself is like advertising.
Exactly.
But because of all the side effects and, you know, people. Yeah, well, a 20-year-old baseball player just fucking croaked.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
You're not supposed to be having heart attacks on the soccer field. You know what I mean?
Last week there was an NFL player that died at age 33.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, all those soccer players.
And it's like, to me, it's like I was saying, it's like the vaccine and McDonald's. It's like the perfect storm. Eat McDonald's, you know. It's unhealthy. You're gonna get diabetes.
Uh-huh.
You know, high blood pressure from the baby burgers. And then take the vaccine, and because you have diabetes from McDonald's, there goes the, you know.
Yeah, they say that COVID hits people with diabetes.
Population control.
Obesity the worst. Ooh. I even saw something that said that the virus infects adipose tissue, fat.
What? Fat?
Fat cells.
I got a lot of fat cells.
Me too.
You know, Yeah, you're right. Right, the insulin, right? It's too the.
I don't know how it works. I didn't.
Well, what's next? Is it going to be like a? Are they going to like have a McJab burger? You know, like the McJab, the McRib. I don't get it.
I don't know. I'm so over all of it. It's too much. What do they really expect? I think that they had a quota. The pharmaceutical companies had, you know, planned this many people are going to get it. And now they're so disappointed because too many of us are like, hey, fuck you. We don't want it. And now they're just doing everything that they can.
I just
thank God we live in Florida because I can't imagine what other people are going through.
You know, you've seen the videos and there's people who are lining up, you know, for another shot. Or lining up to be tested, and there's mothers that are excited that their child is about to get vaccinated. Like, people are really proud, they're, you know, really happy about this. It's like something to look forward to. I just don't get it. I mean, not even the flu shot when I was growing up. We weren't excited to get it. You know what I mean? In fact, you know, you got to get your flu shot. You know, although I've never had the flu shot.
No,
I think
me either.
Maybe when I was born, I don't know. But again, and that was against my will, right? I didn't have any say in that.
Exactly.
So, but from there on, I've never had a flu shot, you know?
Well, I don't know. It's confusing. Everybody wants to do the right thing, but them acting like it's one size fits all, no matter what your health condition is or anything, is that right there is a red flag. That makes no sense scientifically.
Yeah. And if anybody hears like the strange noise, it's because I vape, you know, I'm not on a ventilator, just to let you know, you know.
Yeah,
I know. I got issues, but yeah, look, you know better than I do. I just goof around. I have to, you know, it's like,
oh yeah, you gotta laugh about it.
Laugh. I mean, and this falls right into like, you know, I mean, what was that? What else there? You got the, Pfizer acquired. What were you saying? 2 days ago, Pfizer acquired Arena Pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
Oh, and who specializes in cardiac arrest medicine. Duh.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
they paid $6.7 billion for this company because they want to make money on both ends. This is business. This is the way it works.
It's just the way, you know, there's up in New York, it reminds me, there was a program called Daytop Village. It was a drug rehab.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway, the president, the CEO, I don't know what you want to call him, was a guy named Sal Gambino. Oh, you know what I mean? I mean, it was
so
part of it.
So out there selling the drugs.
Out there selling, and then they were helping you.
Selling the problem, or the solution.
Yeah. You know, it was given, back then it was talked about that he kind of, you know, was away from all that. And he wasn't part of that. And he was, you know, he had a drug issue and stuff like that. And, you know, he was kind of praised, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Making money on both ends. Well, it's just like with the Rothschilds and wars.
Exactly.
They support both sides. They got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
I don't know, Joe. I don't know. Like I said, this is going on 2 years, you know, a pandemic, and the way they push it, they push everybody to be vaccinated. Just don't get it. Like I said, this is a pandemic. Doesn't need to be advertised, you know? I mean...
Well, I've said from the beginning that they are disappointed that the disease wasn't worse than it was. I believe that they had every intention of this thing
wiping out
a good 50% of the population, minimum.
Well,
and I don't know how it happened that maybe somebody with a conscience got involved and edited the program somehow. Listen, but
they didn't count on people like me, you know, who snorted Love My Carpet, you know.
you know, got 100
and lived or whatever, you know, probably did cocaine with sprayed with Raid and is like a little COVID. Are you kidding me? You know, give me a break. So
not going to stop anybody.
Yeah. What's all this, you know, with the kids and all, you know, especially with the COVID, they say that with the, you know, they're mandating 5 to 11-year-olds. Yada. I mean, when I was growing up, we were told, you know, let the kids play in the dirt. Let the kids build an immune system. Nobody wants, they're trying to like destroy the immune system, you know?
Right. That's so that they can make more drugs for all the other conditions these kids are going to get and make more money. Now they're trying to pass off juvenile heart attacks and strokes as being connected to climate change.
What? I don't even get. I mean,
something that never existed, literally, for thousands of years.
Explain to me how climate change could. I didn't really read up on it. Explain to me how that could cause a heart attack.
I mean, something to do with the cold weather, some bullshit.
Oh, cold what? Speaking of cold, like winter vagina?
Oh, no.
What's that? That's an winter vagina. Oh. Is a real, let me, Dad, it's a new, I know a couple people that think they have it. What?
Can you even get it if you live in South Florida?
I don't. I got some testicles. I mean, all the time from Florida. I love winter balls. let me see. Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Winter is coming, and with it, a chilling warning. It turns out winter vagina could be a thing, according to one expert. Yeah, one guy. One expert, one woman.
It's probably a man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He went down there. He's like, whoo. That's cool. Got stuck, you know, like on the pole in A Christmas Story.
He's like, oh, my God. Yeah, that's my winter vagina.
Oh, my God. He's stuck.
Not an STD.
Unbelievable.
Climate related.
Oh, my God. Well, we all know as the temperature drops and the heating gets switched on, that could play havoc on your skin. Dry skin and chapped lips.
No.
Become more of a problem, leaving us reaching for a hand cream and a lip balm. What? Is a Susie chapstick?
Wait.
What is, achoo. Oh, boy. I think you got winter vagina. You know, your vagina's running. I don't get it.
This is not good.
Somebody,
next Pfizer's gonna have a vaccine for that.
I remember, you know, Don't hit me with this with the vagina shit. I'm already weary going down there. You know what I mean?
Oh, yay. Another excuse.
Yeah. Do you know I used to,
boy.
Well, I go down on,
as if I know.
I kind of go down on the vagina like it's a 9-volt battery. You know what I mean? I kind of stare at it and I don't know how, and I kind of see if there's any juice in it. Ah, you know what I mean? Like a 9-volt. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. Oh no,
Joanne! You remember that time?
You're not going to
when I, you know, when I was down south, and you were like, "It feels good," but I heard that if you spell something out down there, like the alphabet, you know, it really could really turn a woman on. And I was down there, and I was spelling out, "Hurry up." The game's about to start. No, I'm like, we'll cut that out.
That was your other girlfriend.
Yeah, I know. I had to use it, you know, but anyway. No, we'll,
read.
We'll cut that out. So, read. It's like Braille. It's like Braille down there. There you go.
Oh, God.
Well, it's kind of like Braille, if you think about it. You're like,
mine's not.
No, I'm saying the whole thing when you put your hand. When,
I don't know what you.
When a guy puts his hand down there first, searching for the G spot, it's like Braille. He's like trying to read the vagina. Like, where is it? You know what I mean?
If your vagina's like Braille, winter vagina is not your problem.
Uh-huh, winter vagina. But so anyway, dry autumn and winter air depletes moisture from our bodies, leaving our skin dehydrated and cracked.
And oh my God!
Our sinuses parched. But and while it's an issue few will want to discuss openly about vaginas can enter drought mode during this time. Well, we know yours is.
Drought mode. Mine's closed up.
It's like the desert down there. I remember. you go to put your underwear on, you see a freaking tumbleweed go by. I know.
I'm old school.
There you go.
Out of shape. I have that kind of time on my hands.
It looks like you have Whoopi Goldberg in a scissor hole down there. Oh, look at this. They even put
now
a picture.
She's graying.
Yeah. You got to dye that. Anyway. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
Lord. Why did this episode turn out to be about my vagina? This is
you
horrible.
Should dye it just for vagina. Dye. Yeah. So, yeah, anyhow, I don't know what the hell we're talking about, but.
Just took an ugly turn.
I wouldn't say that's ugly.
So embarrassed.
Yeah. Who's the Sackler family? What's that?
Oh, yeah. They're the ones that make OxyContin. All the opioids.
Is it con or contin?
Contin.
Crematorium?
Crematorial?
Yeah.
No, they got what's the word I'm looking for? A judge, anyway.
A judge repealed the $4.5 billion deal with the Sackler family to protect them from being sued. So
I was trying to say. Okay, so they had gotten this sweet deal that all they had to do was pay $4.5 billion and they would be protected from being sued by all of the victims of the opioid crisis, let's say. And a judge repealed that. So now, hey, it's open season on the Sackler family.
Jesus Christ.
I don't think it's a good thing. But, you know, they're saying that fentanyl is now the leading cause of death for people under 45. And yet we're still hung up on COVID. I don't understand this.
Oh, yeah. That was fentanyl, heroin, drugs, you know, kill way more people every year.
Yeah, but that's why they're keeping that border open. This is a cartel. This is what they're doing. It's not the trafficking children, women, drugs.
we arms. All know that this whole COVID thing is just being used for its power to control. That's what they're using it for. They can. It's a good way for them to put the fear of God into people and have them comply to every little stupid fucking thing they come up with. They laugh at us for wearing masks. You know what I mean? I don't wear a mask.
I saw the other day a story came out saying that a wet mask is actually good for you. It hydrates your lungs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is how bad they are. Lying scumbags. Because, you know, it came out before that they were testing little kids' masks from wearing them in school all day. And they're full of all kinds of diseases. So now they're trying to put a positive spin on these mask mandates that they're pushing.
Boy, you know, speaking of masks and stuff like that in the vaccine, you know, the Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Oh, yeah.
Where is she at? The Turning Point Action? What is that called again?
Yeah, some big thing that they're having this weekend in Arizona, I think.
Oh, yeah. She's talking about the here's what she says on Twitter. I'm unvaccinated and they're going to have a hell of a time if they try to hold me down and give me a vaccine. God, I love her. You know, that's badass. She's speaking for all of us. That's what I like about her. That's what we all want to say and can't. But you know, there's a lot of people against the vaccine too. They don't talk about that. I've seen posts on Twitter and I see so many people against it. On both sides too. You know, they kind of magnify this and you know, they have their little players that they're paid fucking tweeters and commenters like that Brooklyn Dad Defiant who's really big on Twitter. And then it turns out they found out that he was getting paid by Soros.
Well, you know, this is what
they
do.
They're influencers like you have on Instagram. As soon as you have a large fucking.
It's marketing.
Yeah, it's marketing. They pay you because you got fucking, you know, 2-3 million people following you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you get paid. You could influence, you could sell fucking Bob's Burgers, or, you know, you could sell the vaccine. And it's just, I mean, I'm getting a bit tired of it. I thank God we live in Florida. I walk in these stores and like even the person. When you walk in, like, let's say Walmart, they want to hand you a mask. They can't tell you to wear it, but they play like, would you like a mask? And I just look at them. I was like, are you kidding me? Really? No.
Shove it up your ass.
And half of the people in there probably hate wearing a mask, but they have to. The workers, I mean. The workers. I don't know how anybody could do it. I wear a mask.
No way.
I wear a mask and it fills up with water.
Well, it's good for you.
That's what they say.
It might drown, but your lungs will be hydrated. Isn't that drowning?
Remember that time at Twitter? I mean, Twitter. At the Walmart when we were online and I freaked out. I had to run out. My fucking mask had filled up with like water and oh my God, I was free. I was like.
I know. It's disgusting.
From the sweat.
Yeah. I know.
But what else is going on in the world?
Have you seen what's going on between Elizabeth Warren and Elon Musk?
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, I hate to love him because, you know, he is just another billionaire. But sometimes that guy just kills me. The thing is that of all the people for her to challenge... I mean, go after Jeff Bezos. He's a total pussy.
Oh, yeah.
He would never stand up to her. He'd just apologize and continue not paying. You know? But, yeah, so she's lashing out at him, at Elon Musk, for not paying his fair share.
Yeah.
And it turns out that, of course, he pays more taxes than any other individual in the entire country. And he's just like, lady, are you for real? You know, called her Senator Karen. And it keeps going. She's doubled down on it and is paying thousands of dollars taking out ads against him. What is the point? Ugh. It's just like,
the point is that he does, you know, he is a Republican.
He doesn't come out in one.
I mean, nobody likes this. Everybody's afraid to, say they're a Republican today. I mean, you can't even, But
it's not right.
But, she's just jumping on the bandwagon. Like you said, go after Bezos, whoever the hell his name is, go mm-hmm. after Bill Gates. What do you think he does with that, as far as taxes,
Right.
I don't know. She's just an opportunist. She's another, they all pander, they all just pander. Now she's jumping on the whole progressive fucking, she's standing there in front of what do they call that squad? I forgot. Fucking
the jihad squad.
The jihad squad. No, the freaking Imar and them.
Yeah.
What are they called?
The squad.
The squad.
They just call them the squad.
Yeah. They're like the Legion of Doom from
Lauren Boebert called them the jihad squad. She got in trouble for that.
Yeah. And see something here. Lara Logan. Joe Rogan is right. The evidence is all around us. I guess ivermectin. But, oh, no. Sorry. This isn't about that. This is about everybody hates Chris Bratt because he believes in Jesus.
Oh, that's so bad. Yeah. And then I remember Joe Rogan saying he's the nicest guy in the world.
He is. Everybody loves him. But
that's the thing, that they want to destroy the nice people. Well, nice people shouldn't be successful.
Well, listen, they've been out to destroy Christians from the beginning of time,
So you got to ask yourself why. Why are Christians such a threat?
Yeah, that I don't know. I don't know. It's just a good over evil. I don't know.
Well, I'm not sorry to say that the Muslim religion. They're big on murdering gays. How they treat women, and for some reason, the left will go to bat for them every time and never call them out on that. But Christians are the problem? I don't see it. I don't know. You're just not allowed to be anything that they don't love. And it's really wearing thin. But the thing is, there's not even that many of those people. It's a very small percentage of our population that ascribe to these wacko, intolerant ideals, and somehow we're convinced that we're the minority when it's the opposite. Yeah. That's what they're really good at. That's what's, if more people would just see the fact that
it's all polarized, like I said, on the news, on all social networking. It's like you said, it's all polarized. It's like they focus on, it's a small group, but they somehow create like it's the, the majority of what people think. And it's not,
Well, look at CNN. I mean, they're some of the main perpetrators of this kind of garbage, and they're all run by pedophiles.
Yep.
Look at this. What's another one? Project Veritas outed the other day. Rick Salibi.
Jake Tapper's fucking producer. And,
yeah.
And then the week before that, Cuomo's, that Jeff, not Jeff, Jim something. Jesus.
Is it Sullivan? Griffin.
Griffin. Uh-huh. Jim Griffin, yeah. John Griffin, Jim, whatever.
Yeah, and that was Chris Cuomo's buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're producers, all right. Producers of pedophilia, sex trafficking. That's what they produce. I just don't get it. It's so convenient that Cuomo was, taken off CNN a week beforehand. And,
Yeah, we haven't heard anything from Jake Tapper about any of this, have we?
No. We don't watch that channel.
That's true. I probably should have been watching it this week to see what their responses are. if any.
And then, you know, just, it's crazy. It's all out there blatantly. You know, Bill Gates fucking been a part of, you know, part of this.
Oh, yeah. You saw that article from Whitney Webb going back 10, 20 years, Bill Gates being involved with Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein, her sisters.
The sisters, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And they had some kind of creepy little secret internet
right, a community, right? And with Naomi Campbell, Lindy Rothschild, Weinstein, who, you know, is never throughout all this thing with Weinstein and the Jeffrey Epstein, nobody ever talked about how they were connected to it's a just lot glazed larger
right
than
over
they,
that.
Just like this whole trial is a fucking joke. It's a joke.
Oh, that's something I wanted to mention. I just saw last week. Okay, so you know the prosecution rested after like 10 days. Last week, the defense had all these witnesses lined up and none of them showed up. They were all subpoenaed and none of them showed up. What's that about?
You saying that's who now? The defense?
The defense, yeah.
Yeah, the defense.
That's because they're all so terrified of having any involvement with this because they know they're going to get whacked.
Well, just let's go back to another thing, too, the big sham, this whole thing. Where, remember back when Jeffrey Epstein was arrested, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the prosecutors, the Southern District of New York, supposedly, they're the same people who hated Trump, right?
Oh, yeah. So they're still after him.
They're still after him. Mm-hmm. But now they go after Epstein. Everybody gets excited because he's finally going to see his day in court.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens? Dies. It's all a facade.
I know.
Make it look like, we're going to do something about this, you know? And everybody's like, oh, finally, somebody's going to do something about Jeffrey Epstein. But again, this has been planned all the time, all along.
Yeah, but they did.
How do you listen?
I know what you're saying, but they put those scumbags from NXIVM away.
Well, yeah.
No, they don't talk about it, but even that Bronfman, the millionaires.
Was she's away?
Yeah.
How long did she get?
I think she got 8 years.
8 years. All right.
I don't know. I just have to believe. But this that whole thing that's going on,
just laying is just another fucking joke. You know what I mean? It's like,
I know, should probably walk.
This hearing should go on for months, mm-hmm. not years. You know, I mean,
and barely covered.
Yeah, barely covered. Yeah, no, not covered. I mean, they literally showed nothing about it. Nobody talks about it on the news, especially on the left. Nobody,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's just ridiculous. And it's just like, you know, they hit you with the Kyle and, you know, a kid defending himself. And that was just blown up everywhere. That's all they talked about. But yet they don't. Why don't they bring it? Why don't they talk about Ghislaine?
Because she's got them all by the balls. They're all involved on both sides of the aisle. It's not just Democrats or liberals. There's a lot of Republicans that have been involved in this for decades. I don't know.
You know, I said, you know what? I guarantee you, come another month or two after the sentencing or whatever the fuck it is, 2 months from now, she'll be hosting SNL. You know, she'll be on the host of SNL with musical guest Travis Scott. You know,
God,
yeah, Astro. World.
Will there ever be any justice in this country?
Oh, I don't know, Joe. I don't know.
But like I was saying to you the other night, I know we get depressed about this kind of thing. People get away with too much. But at the same time, if you look back at everything that's happened over the past 5 years, just the fact that we know about Ghislaine and Epstein.
I'm pessimistic. I know. Be optimistic.
More. All those resignations from all those CEOs.
Oh, yeah, the list.
You know, that's not a coincidence. It's because they're all involved in this and they're forced to step down. Just disappear yourself. And I was maybe that's the best justice that we'll get.
You notice I was a lot more positive when Trump was president. This is just a thing I'm going through. But I do doubt because I just don't like the fact that everybody knows the election was stolen. And it's just like you just got to go along with these fucking stiffs in the White House. You know?
Yeah, but I don't know. I know you think I'm crazy for saying it, but I really think this is part of the 5D chess game that had to happen this way so that people can wake up and not have their, you know, their fantasies about how great and equal the world will be when all the Democrats have all the power.
And it's not, I know it doesn't take, it doesn't happen overnight. Not with this going back so far. You know, and I know that. And like I said, I say things and I get like discouraged, but I know in my heart that things are moving in the right direction because the left are terrified.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why, you know, they're holding on to, you know, for their life because people are turning against the Democrats. They got a real problem, you know?
I mean,
a real problem going on. That's.
If Trump won a second term, they would have done nothing but fight him, make up some more colossal lies to get in the way of his own progress and what he was doing. So he had to have this this respite in between, let him get into the White House, let him show what they really are. I mean, the whole thing has been a shit show. No, they've had no success whatsoever. Everything has blown up in their face.
But you see, here's my theory with that. They act like they're unsuccessful. They act like they've been, but they have been successful because from the get-go, they've been creating this fucking disaster. This is what they want. They want the fucking riots. They want the country to fall apart. This is what they're aiming for. The less rights we have, the more powerful government becomes. They're trying to turn this country into a communist fucking party. You know.
I know, but what I'm saying is that people have to be. It's like Q said, people have to be at the precipice. They have to be at the edge of total disaster before they'll wake up and make the changes that need to be made. Well, and that's where we're at.
Well, yeah. And the pandering, because, you know, they pander Biden and, you know, the left. But they're still middle to middle right. You know what I mean? They're not.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they had to kiss the progressives' asses so that they would move out of the way and let them install Joe Biden, who, you know, couldn't fill a high school auditorium. Nobody wanted him. I mean, everybody knows that. So all the more reason that everybody's turning on him now. But that's the games that they play. I mean, that's what woke us up during the Bernie year, that, you know, they screwed him over and installed Hillary Clinton. And then we're like, hey, wait a minute. This doesn't seem democratic, you know. So this is it's a gradual thing that society has to move through to see, hey, maybe we really don't want what they're peddling, you know. And we were stupid. We believed in Bernie and all of his phony democratic socialism. Oh, it's different. This is going to be different, you know, but I didn't know that much about it. You know, I was just hearing what he was saying about, oh, well, this is the way it is in Denmark and they're really happy. And I was like, oh yeah, that sounds good. You know, maybe we're doing everything wrong.
And pushed us to research.
Yeah, exactly. And 5 years later, you know, there's millions of us out there in the world, not just in America, and they can't pull the wool over our eyes anymore.
Well, Joe, I have so much to talk about, but how long are we on to going now? Is there a time there?
49 minutes.
Okay. I have to.
Yeah, okay. We can wrap it up.
Wrap it up, yeah. I got that important call coming.
Soon. Yeah.
Yeah. No. So, But I could go on and on. So long. But we definitely we'll be back. We're going to try to drop one daily or every 2-3 days, most definitely. Get our content out there and, trying to push this thing. We started a couple of years ago, get back into it. You know, we like a little, like to be serious with a little humor because you have to. If anything, guys, follow us on Twitter at Awakening Late. And, we don't have our YouTube channel anymore, right?
YouTube shut us down. That's such a good threat. No, a good thing. I take it as a badge of honor. Fuck them.
Anyway, the Late Awakening podcast at Awakening Late on Twitter. I'm starting to jump back on there. Got like 2 followers of me and Joanne. No, I'm only kidding. We got a couple. But yeah, whatever. I'm going to keep pushing.
You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple, iTunes,
Buzzsprout.
Yep. Pandora.
Hmm.
Yeah, we're everywhere.
All right. Well,
and don't forget Rumble.
Let's get ready to rumble. Anyway. Yeah.
So like and subscribe. Tell your friends. Join us.
Oh, yeah. Real quick before we go. Al Banksy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just want you to know he wrote us the other day, you know, said that we're doing great. And
thank you, Al.
Yeah, we're going to have him on the show. We're going to work him to get him on the show. He did tell me that I need to, and, you know, he told me, because we were in a group chat with a bunch of our friends and stuff. And, you know, I told him I started again. And he was nice enough to personally, like, one-on-one text me. Telling me that you might just need to take your Ritalin for the next show because I was all over the place.
And we got to be ourselves until we are.
It's true. I think that a positive criticism to look at. And he was talking to us about a couple other things. But we're definitely going to have him on and a lot of our other friends from a couple of these social media sites.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. I miss Alex, but he's moved on to some very important. He's still with us in spirit.
Oh, yeah.
He's on some very important assignments, changing the world.
He's changing the world. Remember when we first started? You remember? You worked with him, right?
Yeah.
That's how we met. And what? Tell us that story. Because I was talking to Alex on the phone and he showed you a picture of his daughter or something?
No, he came in and we were just kind of, we shared an office and we were just starting to get to know each other. And he's like, yeah, I've got a 4-year-old girl.
And instead of Joanne saying, oh, that's so great. Oh, how cute. I would love to meet her one day. Here's what Joanne says. This is exactly right after what he said.
I said, keep an eye on her. There's a lot of pedophiles out there.
And do you know what
his jaw dropped. Like, who is this broad?
And he's talking about the
I said, you ever heard of adrenochrome?
Yeah. Yeah.
Poor Alex.
I think the first episode of The Late Awakening, we were talking and I mentioned Biden and he said, I like Biden's smile.
That's what he said to me too. It was back during the election. He's like, who are you going to vote for? And I laughed and I said, probably not who you are.
Yes.
I just knew immediately he was one of these progressive kind of.
And basically what we're trying to say was from the first show, he was a Democrat. And let's just say he's no longer a Democrat. Let's just say that. And he's right now making the world a better place.
Yes. Yeah. He's come a long way.
We love him. He's going to be back. He's definitely going to be back.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, but, you know, I saw in him what I used to be, idealistic, easily fooled, naive kid that, you know, he had great intentions and he was just pointed in the wrong direction. So that's
we used to blow to his mind, and now he's blowing out mine.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Can't so teach anyway. Him anything now.
All right.
My
well,
work
let's,
here is done.
Let's wrap this up. I got to eat something.
Okay.
You got to take care of your winner vagina. I got to take care of my son of balls.
Far out.
Yeah. But everybody have a great night, and we'll get back to you real soon.
Thank you.